Everything in life has a more sinister and darker side than what is perceived on the surface. Every piece of media you consume has something lurking in the shadows of the person or team who made it. Every movie, every song, every book that you have enjoyed has a dark past in some form. But out of all of those, it seems video games have the capability to house some of the most dark and twisted parts of the creator's mind. From obvious inclusions like Silent Hill's PT, to the most lighthearted games such as Mario, we will pluck every strand of every creepy and twisted mystery these games have to offer. This is The Dark Side of Gaming. We often fail to think about what's in the background, meandering through our day, checking off a list of boxes, things we have to do, people we have to see. Seldom do we take a moment to really observe the world around us. Think about the last time you went to the grocery store. How many people did you pass by? How many faces do you remember? Each of those faces has a life of their own. They return home just the same as you. They know more faces you might never see. Those faces know more faces. Whole lives and experience pass you by daily, and it's likely you'll never put much thought into it. Trees, clouds, and animals, all of it fades away in the background. This rings true for many aspects of our lives. It's the same way in video games. You might stop occasionally to take in the graphics, to see how the light bounces off the surfaces, but most of the time, you hardly notice. You're too busy watching as you build or combo, or as a narrative thread unfolds. The people who work on the games do so tirelessly to make sure the world fits within its narrative. So many secrets and details are hidden within the background that you may never notice, unless upon a repeat playthrough. It isn't unheard of for something sitting in the background of a video game to wait years to be discovered. Many secrets only reveal themselves when communities start to pick the game apart, whether it be to set new speedruns or to see what makes the game tick. Some secrets might even be found by accident. Perhaps someone just pressed the wrong button in the right spot, or set their controller down to get something to eat. One such example can be found within Super Mario 3D Land. Typically, players would complete the level by jumping on a flagpole without hesitation. However, in World 4-4, after completing the Ghost House, players found that if you stand in the right place, in this instance, right in front of a crooked metal fence overlooking a dark landscape, you would be visited by a specter. A ghostly sprite will appear behind the gate, staring blankly ahead. Its colors are washed out, and just as you're squinting your eyes to get a better look at the visage, it opens its mouth, letting out a scream the player can't hear, before fading away. You can imagine the feeling of uneasiness that might bubble up if you were to find such an artifact naturally. Sitting in a dimly lit room inches away from your TV, mind wandering for just a moment, as a humanoid ghostly figure appears on the screen in front of you. Within Super Mario 3D Land, there is no other instance like this. In fact, if you sit waiting for the ghost to reappear, it won't, causing the player to possibly doubt themselves. The only way to make sure you weren't seeing things would be to die and redo the level. Mario is without a doubt a titan in the industry. Even those who have never touched a controller likely know his name and where it comes from. It's difficult to escape the plumber in red overalls. On the surface, most of Mario contains lighthearted and child-friendly adventures. From breaking blocks over your head, to getting a hole in one, Mario has branched out everywhere. But much like the ghosts we just discussed, peppered throughout the franchise's long history, there are instances of things lurking in the background. Things that leave players feeling uncomfortable. Things that have spawned rumors, theories, and stories that leak into the internet. One instance that gained particularly interesting traction would be what are called the Hell Valley Sky Trees. This time we shift over to Super Mario Galaxy 2, a planet-hopping adventure with a variety of different landscapes and challenges. The player will likely be drawn in by the fun puzzles and popping colors, so the background just becomes visual noise. For a large majority of the game, this comes without consequence. A lot of the time, beyond the small planets you're on, there won't be much to look at besides the vastness of space that is your playground. There are two instances, though, where if the player stops and takes a moment to look around, they might come across something mysterious and unsettling. A set of prying eyes watching Mario, looming far off in the distance. Sets of white orbs surrounded by vague dark bodies, peeking just over the horizon. Insignificant enough that if the player were just rushing through the game as intended, it's unlikely they'd ever come to notice the beings. It would be by either pure chance or by digging through the game's assets that these things would ever come to be discovered. These things can be found within the level titled Shiver Burn Valley, as well as Grandmaster Galaxy, though the figures have much more relevance in the former. If the player stops in the right place, they can observe these figures that are so intent on looking over you. Large white orbs hang side by side. The darkness that makes up their bodies is wobbly and thin. A taller figure seemingly having sprout spindly arms, while the shorter figures are featureless, only consisting of a tall rounded off head. These figures are hard to make out even if you're looking for them, as they blend in with the dark shaded area under them, as well as the purple skybox beyond them. The name of the entities wasn't something that the players conjured up either. Hell Valley Sky Trees was the name of the assets that made up the sprites within the game's files, with the purple sky sitting behind them, being titled Beyond Hell Valley. It isn't like the franchise has ever been afraid to include strange enemies and background elements before, though. So many people have memories of nearly getting their first heart attack, when a piano suddenly jumped to life, sporting teeth that gnashed towards Mario. We felt the stress of being attacked by the sun. Luigi has an entire series of games dedicated to fighting and capturing entire buildings haunted by a plethora of ghosts. So what makes the Hell Valley Sky Trees so alluring? Well, all those things are in the forefront. They aren't vague background elements. They actively participate in your experience. They're meant to be experienced. The Sky Trees, however, are just off in the background, almost like they aren't meant to be discovered. So given the nature of their appearance and the ominous nomenclature attached to them, it was only natural the rumor mill would begin to spin. People dug through folklore, old games, and even the history of Nintendo itself, looking for answers. While people debated what exactly the Hell Valley Sky Trees were, a story appeared relating to the figures. A supposed paranormal encounter revolving around interaction with the assets, appropriately titled, Going Beyond Hell Valley. The story starts by divulging the information we just covered. The ghosts in 3D Land made the author curious about the other mysteries within Mario. This led them to boot up their copy of Galaxy 2, with the intention to seek out the Sky Trees themselves. When they arrived where the trees were said to be, they couldn't see them. Things quickly took a turn in the post, though. Upon zooming out, the individual found that Mario was surrounded by these figures. They grabbed Mario, causing him to vanish before turning towards the screen, altering their appearance. White eyes shifting to a bloody red and sporting jagged, horrific teeth, where once was only darkness. They offered the player a warning regarding their curiosity, demanding the player to seek no further. The game returned to normal, but the player was unsettled and, after asking around, decided to call it a night, turning the game off and getting some sleep. Plagued by nightmares of the figures, the player struggles to get sleep and is haunted by the creatures. The story continues as the trees draw closer to the individual, going so far as to manipulate the data of the system the game was played on, altering the player's avatar and loading up the game without it being navigated to. The player watches as Mario's model is mangled, and the trees appear to once again offer a final chiding for their attempt to look further into the mystery, stating to the player, "We told thou to stop. Thou did not listen. Thou must pay for what thou hast done." The individual was found within their home a week after the story was scribbled onto a piece of paper and shoved into their pocket, with the report claiming cardiac arrest as the cause of death. While this story belongs to a group of online urban legend fiction called Creepypasta, something the Mario franchise is very familiar with, it played a role in getting the bizarre creatures more traction online, which brought more eyes to it that could potentially put more pieces together. Who could blame anyone for basing a piece of horror fiction around a popular franchise with mysterious background creatures with such ominous names as Hell Valley Sky Trees. The name alone evokes the insinuation of evil, something other, especially when considering our mind's unconscious ability to discern scope and scale. While the trees are rather small sitting on the horizon, they are visible from a considerable distance. Seeing the distance between Mario and the trees, subconsciously we're made aware that these trees are enormous, towering over Mario. It's imposing and can make the player feel small or like they are somewhere they shouldn't be. So much so that initially, there were rumors that the stage in which the trees appear took place in hell, though it's likely that the terminology of hell is much more metaphorical than literal. It isn't even a naming convention that Nintendo themselves shy away from periodically using. They will use terms like heaven and hell to describe good and bad places, as opposed to altered planes of existence. For instance, a level titled Coin Heaven, translating to an area bountiful with coins for Mario to gather. In the instance of the level the trees appear in, Shiverburn Valley, this is an English translation for Frozen Lava Galaxy, where an abundance of lava constantly threatens the player. The use of hell when referring to a lava-related stage has been seen before. In the first Galaxy game, there's a level whose name roughly translates from what it was titled in Japanese, Hell Prominence Galaxy, which was another lava-related part of the game. So while it is ominous, it's not unreasonable to assume that Shiverburn Valley's working title would have been Hell Valley. This would mean that Hell Valley Sky Trees is more of a footnote on where the assets belonged in the game, rather than some intended threatening nomenclature, with Beyond Hell Valley merely indicating that it should be placed as the skybox beyond the other pieces that make up the level. Still though, even considering this rationality, it's still not completely clear just what Hell Valley Sky Trees are supposed to represent. With the words Hell, Valley, and Sky, they can be interpreted as locations for placements of the assets. The word tree, however, doesn't seem to fit in the pattern, as the figures clearly aren't trees. Even considering that they could be some strange type of tree that is only seen within Shiverburn Galaxy, it's bizarre their placement is so scarce and easily missed. Nor is anything resembling these figures found elsewhere in the world, or mentioned by any characters. Even knowing that these phantoms are merely coded into the game, and their naming structure is a remnant from previous titling, people theorized on what the trees are meant to represent. While it seemed people leaned away from the idea of the trees being some demonic force, that doesn't mean they weren't still something possibly rooted in folklore. People started digging through Nintendo's other produced titles for answers. Games like Mario & Luigi Partners in Time, where a character model possesses a passing resemblance. Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask, which features the four giants, which have a similar body structure to the Sky Trees, to even unused assets in other games like Luigi's Mansion, which had a stored asset titled ELH, that again looked similar, though it is lacking the familiar bright white eyes. Other people were looking into Japanese folklore to try to find an answer. Nintendo has never shied away from using such history to influence and inspire aspects of their games. You need to look no further than one of Mario's signature power-ups for proof. The Tanuki suit, which allows Mario to attack with his tail, hover and turn into a statue, is influenced by the folklore surrounding the Tanuki in Japan, a raccoon dog. Even the leaf you pick up to get the suit is a reference to their legends. While we have stories of ghosts and spirits in the US, these tales are much more prolific and varied in the West, with different types of spirits being tied to events, objects, and feelings. It isn't unlikely that one of these could potentially be the inspiration for the Sky Trees, something that not only was capable of having a human-like appearance, but would fit within the notation of a tree. In Japan, there is a national park known as Shigokudani. The park has geothermal hot springs that visitors can use in the winter, sort of like a frozen lava valley. Furthermore, Shigokudani translates directly into Hell's Valley. Within this park are countless trees, and if folklore is to be believed, within these trees reside spirits. These spirits are known as Kodama. Kodama are spirits that reside within trees. The term could also be used to note a tree that has Kodama within it. they take the appearance of a regular tree, and one would only know if they've interacted with a Kodama after trying to cut it down. When in doing so, they would become cursed. They are considered close in relation to a yokai, and as such can take a visible form outside the trees. They can shift themselves into all manner of this, whether they choose to be strange hanging lights similar to Will-O-Wisp, or choose to take on the form of a beast. In one story, a Kodama fell in love with a human, and in order to interact with them, the Kodama shifted its form into that of a human. When you consider the naming convention of the apparitions within Super Mario Galaxy 2, their odd, almost spectral-like appearance, with large orbs for eyes resembling lights, Nintendo's history with using Japanese folklore to influence imagery and mechanics within their games, this theory seems much less far-fetched than the others, almost reasonable. Furthermore, in Japan, there is a phenomenon called Yamabiko. It describes the effect of delayed echoes that take place within mountains and valleys. This phenomenon is also attributed to the same type of spirit and can be referred to as a Kodama. It's such a small detail, a few sprites overlooking a level in Mario. Something few people would ever notice, as they were too busy trying to avoid the hazardous lava around them. A detail so small and ultimately insignificant within the overall game was able to spur so much creativity and discussion. The looming presence of curiosity, old naming conventions that cause minds to conjure themes of hell. And even though the theory of the sky trees being a small reference to Japanese folklore makes sense, even though the Kodama are able to check on a number of boxes that fit them as the answers, we still don't know for certain. The ghost I mentioned earlier, in Super Mario 3D Land. The ghost isn't the only strange appearance. In fact, on the third level in World 3, the player can use a pair of binoculars to look around the map. If they linger long enough, they'll be able to see a UFO flying over the map. So perhaps, the Hell Valley Sky Trees could be the very same aliens in the UFO, keeping an eye on Mario as he ventures through space. Maybe the figures are demons, watching as Mario traverses through their territory. Maybe they're ghosts similar to the ones spotted in 3D Land's 4-4 level. Or maybe they were a complete accident, the remnants of something intended to be left in the game, but that eventually got cut. Maybe we were never meant to know. The only other possible reference to these trees take place in Super Mario 3D World, where a screenshot was posted online. The screenshot was one of the clear pipes in the game. There was a reflection that looked similar to the image of the sky trees, but even this connection is tenuous. The individual who took the screenshot stated that there was another area in the level with the pipe that looked similar to the reflection. For now, all we have is the buzz floating around the internet. Even now, years after Galaxy 2's release, Nintendo hasn't said a word on the figures, not even so much as a passing reference. All that's left are rumors and theories. We are left without the promise that we'll ever know. Recently, a collection of 3D Mario games was released, and while Super Mario Galaxy 2 wasn't in it, the first title was. Nintendo is aware of how much people love the franchise, and how well-received both Galaxy games are among fans. There is nothing official, but there's hope that we'll someday see the Sky Trees return in a future installment. Whether they appear as a new opposing force, sporting blood-red eyes and gnarled teeth, a helpful ally asking for Mario's help protecting the land, or simply reside in the trees dotted around the galaxy, ready to curse whoever dares assault them. We may see them again one day. Maybe we'll never know, and it will remain a mystery. Something for the internet to continue pondering over in internet forums and message boards. Maybe a new oddity will appear that pulls our attention to it. A new strange figure lurking barely visible in the distance. Perhaps such mysteries are already there for us, waiting in older games, yet to get the attention needed to drive the internet down another rabbit hole. All we can do is wait and see. So until then, maybe we can all slow down a little, take in our surroundings, all the hard work that's been put into the world around us, and the worlds that glow on our televisions. And someday, when we're playing in our favorite plumber's newest adventure, we'll be able to take a second, look to the sky, and be able to go beyond Hell Valley. This episode of The Dark Side of Gaming was brought to you by The Dark Swamp Entertainment and produced by Swamp Dweller, backed by Audioboom. The heart-pounding sound design was produced by Joey Sorlis, and the creepy mysteries were brought together by author JoJo. These dark tales were voiced and hosted by TDN. Be sure to follow the podcast on iTunes and Spotify to get notified as soon as an episode comes out. And don't forget to rate it and let us know how we did, and comment some ideas of what you would like to hear in a future episode.